You might say it's been an interesting year so far for federal employee unions. A hiring freeze, a renewed attempt in the Senate to change the terms of employment at Veterans Affairs, and now renewed work in the House on civil service reform. For One Union's View, we check in with J. David Cox, National President of the American Federation of Government Employees. J. David, good to have you back.
Good to be with you, Tom.
And let's start with the most recent development. Last week, the House voted out of committee this so-called Vets Protection Bill, which has a lot to do with the amount of time on official time or union time that employees do and a lot of other things. What's your take on the progress of that and what is good and maybe not so good about it?
Actually, it was a bad piece of legislation, H.R. 1461. Tom, it was a bad piece of legislation. It was introduced by Congressman Arrington, and then it was amended by Congressman Jim Banks, that basically restricts who in the VA can use official time, and it's not union time. It's official time for the conducting of official union business, required by law that the union represent everyone, bargain contracts for everyone. This was a trade-off many, many years ago in the Civil Service Reform Act, where the government is an open shop. People voluntarily join the union, but the union is required to service the entire bargaining unit. So this said that nurses could not be on official time, which is the biggest block of employees in the VA and other healthcare professionals in a healthcare system. Obviously, it's healthcare employees, so it was very, very restrictive. And I personally view it by restricting nurses. It was much against women, since over 95% of the nurses of this country are women. So it was a bad piece of legislation. We believe that it will have a lot of trouble in the House of Representatives, because even Congressman Vost, a Republican, voted against it in the committee, and other Republicans are opposed to it. So we are looking forward to killing this thing in the House before it moves any further.
When congressmen refer to official time, I guess they look at it as either a very large number or, in the bigger context, a very small number as a percentage of the hours worked. I'm guessing you're saying that it's, when you add it all up in VA or maybe across government, it's a very tiny percentage of the hours represented by those people in their total jobs.
It is a very, very small percentage. If you look at the total number of hours and positions in the VA, it comes down to like a hundredth of a percent. I mean, it is almost, it's one small grain on a very large beach. But again, if you're a member of Congress and you just hate unions and you hate government, then you want to do things that will dismantle unions and dismantle government. That's what we kind of have going on here.
And then also on the Senate side, there's a VA reform bill that would essentially put a lot of people that are now under Title V, executives and non-medical personnel, they would end up in Title 38 along with traditionally where medical personnel are. What's your take on that one?
Yeah, Senator Rubio has introduced what he's called Accountability and Whistleblower Protection Act, which is unaccountability, and it's open season on whistleblowers, if you're asking us. It's S-1094. It's a bad piece of legislation. It wipes out due process rights for rank-and-file employees as well as managers in the VA. It creates many problems, particularly if someone is a whistleblower. A superior person could take action on them, and it's much easier to fire them for being a whistleblower. It reduces evidentiary standards. It reduces time limits. It's pretty much the same similar fashion with Mr. Comey. One day, the boss just says, "You're fired. You're gone. I don't want you here anymore." So it sets up that type of system, which we believe is a bad, bad system. There needs to be due process rights to protect the innocent. The VA is a great health care system. Senator Rubio said he believed 99.999% of all employees at the VA were great employees, but he wants to create this terrible piece of legislation to go after that 1/1,000,000th of a 1/10th of a percent. This is kind of crazy.
We're speaking with J. David Cox, National President of the American Federation of Government Employees. And zooming out here a little bit, looming over all of this is the Trump administration's plan to reorganize government. It's supposed to be generated organically, I guess, agency by agency. What have you heard about what's going on anywhere in the agencies? And to the extent that you know, are managers involving union representatives?
No, they are not involving union representatives. I have had a notice from Linda Springer at OMB to want to set up a meeting with me to have conversations about the reorganization of government for the Trump administration. But all the information we are seeing, it's not a reorganization. It's basically a downsizing and a cutting of government services. We're talking about still cutting 30% of the Environmental Protection Agency, cutting of HUD, cutting of the State Department, even though we did get a continuing resolution that funded a lot of these agencies. There's still a desire to do away with the National Endowment for the Arts, the National Endowment for Humanities, to slash the budget of the National Institute of Health. The major thing that the president wants to do is increase the defense budget, but it's not for more defense employees, civil service employees. It's to buy greater weapons systems and to provide a lot of money for contractors so that we can go back to the $600 hammer days. But it's nothing about supplying services. Social Security is underfunded, where seniors will not, and disabled people will not be able to get their benefits timely. Even with the VA getting some increased funding, there's still over 49,000 vacancies at the VA today that VA hasn't filled. And why is Congress not focusing on the real problem of the VA, requiring the secretary to get those positions filled?
Now, any hour now, the detailed 2018 budget proposal from the White House will be published. What will you be looking for in that?
We're looking for things that we believe that will be in there to change the contribution that federal employees make to their retirement. Already federal employees several years ago, for 2 years in a row, new hires were making a greater contribution to the retirement plan for the same retirement benefits. We believe that they're going to want to increase that amount anywhere from 5 to 9% on all federal employees, which basically translates into a pay cut for federal employees and D.C. government workers also. It's not a pay increase and no increase in benefits. We believe that they want to change the formula from the high 3 to a high 5 years of service. They want to do away with the first supplemental, which will greatly affect law enforcement officers because they're required by law to retire at age 57 because of the physical standards of the job. So we believe there'll just be a constant push, no increase for cost of living for retired annuitants. So the list would go on and on, and we believe there'll also be an attack on the contribution that the government makes for the Thrift Savings Plan, as well as lowering the interest rate on the government fund that many of the government workers invest their money in, the Thrift Savings Plan. So it's all about whacking away at the amount of money federal and D.C. government workers make. And we have already given $182 billion to deficit reduction since 2010. And this assault continues on all the people who want to serve the American people.
Well, given everything we've spoken about, it seems like this would be an opportune time to do some major recruiting and organizing.
And that we are. Our union continues to grow. Being an open shop union, we continue to see an increase from 500 to 1,000 more members each month. And for us to increase that number of members means we have to sign up a minimal of 5,000 each month because people are retiring, leaving, changing jobs in the government. So we're busy organizing and are growing our union. We're proud of the growth of our union, and we believe that we are the only hope of federal and D.C. government workers. We are the only entity that's going to fight for their pay, their benefits, and for their job protection and due process rights. So we're out there working every day to work on their behalf.
J. David Cox is National President of the American Federation of Government Employees. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Tom.
We'll post a link to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.